Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today
Oh, yeah.
into how materials science is revolutionizing manufacturing.
It really is.
Especially like extrusion and injection molding. Mm-hmm. We've got some really cool sources.
Yeah, you do.
Like technical papers, mm-hmm. blog posts. We even found some patent filings.
Oh, wow.
All pointing to like some serious innovation.
Yeah.
So think of this deep dive as like your cheat sheet
mm-hmm.
to understanding, you know, what's changing,
right?
Why it matters,
yeah.
and how it might affect the things you use every day.
Absolutely.
Like all the products
yeah,
you use.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing that really jumps out from these sources
yeah.
is that we're not just talking about, like, you know, making existing materials a little bit better.
Right.
It seems like we're seeing the emergence of, like, entirely new materials
oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
properties that were, like, unimaginable a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that's got to be opening up a whole new world
It is.
For designers and engineers. Oh, yeah. It's a whole new world of possibilities for sure.
So, okay, when we say new material,
uh-huh.
you're talking about things like
mm-hmm.
high-performance polymers.
Yeah.
With these, like, crazy names like PEEK and PPS. What makes these materials so special?
Well, it's not just the names.
Okay.
It's like the combination of properties that they offer.
Okay.
Like, you take PEEK, for example.
Okay.
It can withstand incredibly high temperatures.
Wow.
So it's ideal for things like aerospace components
uh-huh.
and medical implants.
Oh, wow.
So that's something you just couldn't achieve with traditional materials.
Right.
You know?
So it's not just about making things lighter or cheaper.
Right.
It's about solving these engineering challenges
yeah.
that were previously, like, insurmountable.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is.
But how does this actually translate into, like,
yeah.
tangible benefits
mm-hmm.
for the average person?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
These advanced materials are making products more durable. Okay.
More reliable huh? and more efficient.
Okay.
So, like, a car part
yeah.
made from a high-performance polymer
uh-huh.
might last twice as long
okay.
as a traditional part.
So less maintenance.
Yeah. Reducing maintenance costs
yeah.
and waste.
Waste.
Or imagine a medical implant
okay.
that's biocompatible
uh-huh.
and can, like, safely biodegrade in the body.
Oh, wow.
So you eliminate the need for a second surgery.
So it just disappears.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it's like these materials are enabling a whole new level of performance and functionality.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious about how are these new materials impacting the actual manufacturing processes?
Right.
Like, how are they changing things in the factories?
Well, one area where we're seeing, like, significant innovation.
Okay.
is in extrusion and injection molding.
Okay.
For example, reaction extrusion allows manufacturers to modify materials during the extrusion process itself.
Reaction extrusion.
I've heard that term before, but I'm a little fuzzy on, like, the details.
Oh, okay, sure.
Can you break it down for us?
Yeah, so in traditional extrusion,
mm-hmm.
you start with a pre-made plastic material.
Okay.
And you melt it.
Okay.
And force it through a die
yeah.
to create, like, a specific shape.
Right, right.
But with reaction extrusion, you're yeah. actually starting with raw ingredients.
Okay.
And initiating a chemical reaction during the extrusion process.
So it's like baking a cake.
Yeah.
While you're shaping it.
It's a pretty good analogy.
And it sounds really complex.
It is complex.
Yeah.
But it opens up incredible possibilities.
Like what?
Well, for instance, you can create materials with properties that vary along the length of the extruded part.
Okay.
So, like, imagine a pipe
yeah.
that's rigid at one end
yeah.
and flexible at the other.
Oh, wow.
That's something you just couldn't achieve with traditional methods.
So you're kind of like getting multiple materials in one.
Exactly.
That's a game changer.
It is.
Wow. I bet that opens up all sorts of design possibilities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So another thing that's coming up in these sources a lot.
Yeah.
Is this idea of using nanoparticles
oh, yeah.
and fiber reinforcements
right.
to enhance the properties of materials.
Mm-hmm.
Nanoparticles.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right?
What exactly are they and how do they work?
Okay, so nanoparticles are tiny particles.
Okay.
Thousands of times smaller than the width of a human hair.
Wow.
And when you incorporate them into a material.
Yeah.
They can dramatically improve its strength,
okay.
stiffness,
mm-hmm.
and heat resistance.
So it's like adding microscopic building blocks that make the material stronger and more durable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild.
It is.
So for the listener, this means you're getting products that are lighter.
Right.
Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And more resistant to wear and tear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I bet that.
I can definitely see how that would be a selling point.
Oh, yeah.
For consumers. But, you know, another thing that I'm seeing a lot in these sources is the increasing emphasis on sustainability in manufacturing.
Yeah.
How are these new materials contributing to that trend?
Well, it's a combination of factors.
Okay.
So firstly, some of these new materials, like bioplastics,
Yeah.
they're inherently more sustainable because they're made from renewable resources
Gooder.
rather than petroleum.
So it's about shifting away from fossil fuels and
Exactly.
toward more environmentally friendly alternatives.
Exactly.
Okay.
And secondly, a lot of these advanced materials
Yeah.
are enabling more efficient manufacturing processes,
Right.
which reduces energy consumption and waste.
Okay, so less waste.
Yeah, less waste.
And then finally, the durability and longevity of these materials
Right.
contributes to a longer product lifespan,
Exactly.
which ultimately reduces our overall consumption
Then waste.
and waste.
Yes.
So it's not just about the materials themselves,
Correct.
it's about the entire life cycle of the product,
It is.
from how it's made
Yeah.
to how long it lasts.
The whole thing.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
So one thing that really stands out to me
Yeah.
is that sustainability is no longer just this niche concern.
You're right.
It's becoming like a core driver of innovation
Yeah.
in the manufacturing industry.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious, how are manufacturers actually using these advancements in materials science
Yeah.
to stand out in the marketplace? Is sustainability really that much of a competitive advantage?
It really is.
Okay.
Consumers are becoming increasingly conscious of the environmental impact
Right.
of their purchases.
Right.
They're looking for products that are not only high quality
Okay.
and functional,
Yeah.
but also sustainable and ethically produced.
Okay. So it's not just like a feel-good marketing tactic.
Right.
It's a real shift in consumer demand
It
that's
is.
forcing companies to adapt.
Absolutely.
That's powerful.
It is.
Okay, so companies are realizing that by embracing sustainable materials and
Yeah.
practices, they can not only appeal to environmentally conscious consumers,
Right.
but also like enhance their brand reputation
For sure.
and even reduce their operational costs.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like a win-win situation.
It is.
But I'm curious to explore this further.
Okay.
Like you mentioned bioplastics earlier, it seems like they're getting a lot of buzz these days.
They are.
What's the real story there?
Well,
Are they truly a viable alternative to traditional plastics?
that's a good question. Well, bioplastics represent a fascinating shift in how we think about materials. Instead of relying solely on petroleum,
Yeah.
we're turning to renewable sources like plants,
Okay.
algae,
Uh-huh.
even agricultural waste.
That sounds amazing. But
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
Are bioplastics really that different from regular plastics? And
Well,
are they truly biodegradable?
that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Not all bioplastics are created equal.
Okay.
Some, like PLA, yeah, polylactic acid,
Okay.
they're made from plant starches
Okay.
and can compost in a matter of months
Oh,
in the
yeah.
right conditions.
Okay.
Others, like certain types of bio-based polyethylene, are chemically similar to traditional plastics
Okay.
and may not biodegrade as readily.
So it's not as simple as just switching to anything labeled bioplastic.
Right.
There are nuances to consider.
There are definitely nuances.
Right.
Consumers need to be savvy
Okay.
and look beyond the label.
Yeah, one thing that really stood out to me from the sources
Yeah.
is that even with bioplastics, responsible disposal is still key.
Oh, absolutely.
Composting facilities aren't universally available.
Right.
And some bioplastics require specific conditions to break down properly.
Exactly.
So it's not a perfect solution.
It's not a silver bullet.
Right.
It's part of a larger solution.
Okay.
We still need to reduce our overall plastic consumption,
Yeah.
improve recycling infrastructure, and promote responsible waste management practices.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot in these sources about other new materials beyond bioplastics. Things like liquid crystal polymers
Oh, yeah.
and thermoplastic elastomers.
Right.
What's the deal with those?
These materials are pushing the boundaries of performance and functionality,
Okay.
like in ways we haven't seen
Oh,
before.
okay.
Liquid crystal polymers, or LCPs,
LCPs.
yeah,
Okay.
they have this incredible combination of strength,
Okay.
stiffness,
Uh-huh.
and heat resistance.
So they're like the superheroes
Kind of.
of the materials world.
Yeah.
Indestructible
Well,
and able to withstand extreme conditions.
not quite indestructible, but they're getting there.
Okay.
Think about LCPs being used in things like high temperature connectors
Oh,
in
I see.
electronics
Yeah, huh?
or components for jet engines.
Wow. Those are some demanding applications.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, what about thermoplastic elastomers?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I can pronounce that.
Thermoplastic elastomers, or TPEs.
TPEs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a fascinating class of materials that offer both the flexibility of rubber
Okay.
and the processability of thermoplastics.
Okay, break that down for me. What makes that combination so special?
Well, think about products like phone cases,
Right.
seals,
Uh-huh.
or even medical tubing.
Yeah.
You need something that's flexible and durable,
Right.
but also easy to manufacture.
Okay.
TPEs hit that sweet spot.
Okay.
They can be molded,
Uh-huh.
extruded,
Yeah.
and recycled,
Okay.
like traditional
So
plastics.
they're easy to work with,
Yeah.
but offer a unique combination of properties.
Exactly.
Okay. So these advanced materials are not only improving existing products,
Right.
but also enabling the creation of entirely new types of products
Yeah.
with unique functionalities.
Absolutely.
One of the things that struck me in the research
Yeah.
is how these new materials are blurring the lines between different product categories.
They are.
You have materials that can be both rigid and flexible,
Right.
both strong and lightweight.
Exactly.
It's opening up a whole new world of design possibilities.
Yeah, it is a whole new world.
Yeah, it makes me think back to that example you gave earlier about reaction extrusion. Are we seeing that technology being used to create these multifunctional materials?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Reaction extrusion is playing a key role
Okay.
in developing materials with tailored properties.
Okay.
Imagine a car bumper
Oh, wow.
that's rigid enough to protect the vehicle in a crash,
Uh-huh.
but also flexible enough to absorb impact energy.
Oh, wow.
That's the kind of thing that's becoming possible.
So it's like the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about all these incredible advancements in material science,
Yeah.
but I want to bring it back to the listener.
Okay.
What does this all mean for the average person?
You're right.
How are these innovations actually impacting our lives?
Well, think about the products you use every day,
Okay.
your phone,
Yeah.
your car.
Your appliances. These advancements are making those products lighter,
Okay.
stronger,
Huh, I
more
know.
efficient,
Yeah.
and more sustainable.
So it's not just about flashy new gadgets.
Right.
It's about tangible improvements to the products we rely on every day.
Exactly. And it's not just about the present.
Okay.
These innovations are shaping the future of manufacturing
Okay.
and opening up possibilities we can only begin to imagine.
Speaking of the future,
Yeah.
one of the themes that keeps popping up in these sources
Uh-huh.
is this idea of personalized and customized manufacturing. What exactly does that mean?
Okay.
And how do these new materials fit into that vision?
Well, personalized manufacturing.
Yeah.
It's all about creating products that
Yeah.
are tailored to the individual user's needs and preferences.
Okay.
Imagine a world
Yeah.
where you could order a pair of shoes
Okay.
that are custom designed for your foot shape,
Yeah.
gait, and running style.
That would be a game changer for athletes. No more settling for off-the-shelf shoes.
Right.
That might not provide the optimal support or comfort, but
Exactly.
is that even possible with
Ew.
current technology?
We're not quite there yet for mass market consumer goods,
Okay.
but the technology is advancing rapidly. 3D printing, additive manufacturing, and other digital fabrication techniques.
Okay.
They're making it possible to create custom products on demand.
Okay.
And the versatility of these new materials is a key enabler.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
If you can create materials with specific properties
Right.
tailored to an individual's needs,
Uh-huh.
then the possibilities for personalized products become almost limitless.
Almost limitless. We're
Exactly.
talking about products that are not only custom fit,
Okay.
but also optimized for performance, comfort,
Yeah.
and even aesthetics.
This sounds amazing.
It is.
But are there any downsides to
No.
this level of personalization?
Okay.
What about cost or accessibility? Those are valid concerns.
Okay.
Right now, personalized manufacturing is often more expensive
Yeah.
than traditional mass production.
Okay.
But as technology advances
Ah.
and production becomes more efficient,
Yeah.
we can expect those costs to come down.
So it's a matter of scale and innovation.
Exactly.
The more we can streamline these personalized manufacturing processes,
Right.
the more accessible they'll become to the average consumer.
Exactly. It's also important to consider the ethical implications of
Right.
personalized manufacturing.
Of course.
Data privacy and security become even more critical
Right.
when we're dealing with products that are tailored to an individual's unique characteristics.
That's a really important point.
It is.
As we move towards a more personalized world,
Yeah.
We need to ensure that personal data is handled responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely.
This seems like a huge topic in and of itself.
It is a big topic. Yeah, it is a big topic. But it's something we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, we've talked about these amazing materials and how they're impacting manufacturing. But I think we need to like dive a little deeper into this idea of personalized and customized manufacturing.
Right.
This is where it gets really exciting.
It does.
Like, imagine a world where products are designed and manufactured specifically for you.
Yeah.
Using materials optimized for your individual needs.
Right.
It's like having a personal tailor for everything you own.
Exactly.
But how realistic is this vision?
Well,
are we talking about something that's years or even decades away?
It's closer than you might think.
Okay.
We're already seeing glimpses of this future in certain industries.
Like what?
For example, in healthcare.
Okay.
We're seeing personalized medical devices.
Okay.
Like prosthetics and implants
right.
that are custom designed and 3D printed.
Okay.
Using biocompatible materials.
So instead of using like generic implants.
Right.
That might not fit perfectly or could cause complications. We're moving towards a world where medical devices are tailored to each patient's unique anatomy.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is.
And it goes beyond healthcare.
Yeah.
Think about the possibilities in consumer goods.
Uh-huh.
Imagine ordering a pair of running shoes that are perfectly molded to your foot shape with cushioning and support tailored to your gait and running style.
That would be amazing.
Wow, that would be a dream come true for runners.
It would.
No more blisters or sore feet.
Exactly.
But I'm curious, what are the biggest challenges in making this personalized manufacturing vision a reality?
Well, cost is definitely a factor. Right now, personalized manufacturing is often more expensive than traditional mass production.
Okay.
But as technology advances and production becomes more efficient, those costs will come down.
So it's a matter of scale and innovation.
Exactly.
The more we can streamline these personalized manufacturing processes, the more accessible they'll become to the average consumer.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else?
Well, another challenge is data.
Okay.
Personalized manufacturing relies heavily on data about the individual user, their measurements, preferences, even their lifestyle.
Okay.
Collecting and managing that data in a secure and responsible way is crucial.
Yeah, that's a really important point.
It is.
Data privacy and security are paramount.
Absolutely.
Especially when dealing with such personal information.
For sure.
But let's assume we can overcome those challenges.
Okay.
What kind of impact could personalized manufacturing have on the world?
The potential impact is enormous.
Oh.
It could revolutionize how we design, manufacture, and consume products.
Okay.
Imagine a world with less waste.
Okay, less waste.
And more efficient resource utilization because products are made on demand.
Yeah.
And tailored to individual needs.
But it's better for the environment.
Yeah, much better for the environment.
Okay.
And it's better for the consumer.
Hmm. It sounds like a win-win.
It is.
For both consumers and the environment.
Absolutely.
What about the manufacturing industry itself?
Yeah.
How would this shift to personalized production affect companies and workers?
It would definitely require a significant adaptation.
Okay.
Companies would need to invest in new technologies and develop new business models.
Okay.
But it would also create new opportunities for innovation and growth.
Like what?
Imagine smaller, more agile companies that can cater to niche markets with highly specialized products.
It's like smaller companies could really thrive.
They could.
In this new environment.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to think about how this could reshape the entire manufacturing landscape.
It really is.
We could see a shift away from giant factories.
Yeah.
Churning out mass-produced goods towards a more distributed network.
Right.
Of smaller manufacturers focused on customization and personalization.
Exactly.
And this shift could empower consumers.
Yeah.
Giving them more control over the products they buy and use.
Absolutely.
Imagine being able to design your own furniture.
Yeah.
Or clothing.
Right.
Choosing the exact materials, colors, and finishes that you want.
It'd be like having a personal design studio.
It's like having a personal design studio at your fingertips.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think about the creative potential this unlocks.
It is.
But let's not get too carried away
with
all the possibilities.
Right.
Are there any potential downsides?
Well, yeah, there are some potential downsides.
Okay, like what?
One concern is the potential for increased inequality.
Oh.
If personalized products become a symbol of status or wealth,
right,
it could exacerbate existing social divisions.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's something to think about.
We need to ensure that personalized manufacturing benefits everyone,
Absolutely.
not just those who can afford it.
Right.
It seems like this technology has the potential to be both incredibly beneficial
Yeah.
and potentially disruptive.
It does have that potential.
So it's a powerful tool.
It is.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Exactly.
It's up to us as a society to guide its development.
Right.
And ensure that it's used in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
For sure.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And a great note to end on.
Yeah, I think so.
We've covered a lot of ground today. From the mind-blowing advancements in material science to the transformative potential of personalized manufacturing.
It's been a great discussion.
It's clear that we're on the cusp of a new era in manufacturing.
Yeah.
An era driven by innovation, sustainability,
right,
and the desire to create products that are better for both people and the planet.
Absolutely.
And as we've seen,
yeah,
these advancements are not just happening in isolation.
Right.
They're converging and influencing each other.
They are.
Creating a ripple effect that's transforming the entire manufacturing landscape.
It's an exciting time.
It's an exciting time to be following this field.
It is.
And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me neither.
So keep your minds open,
yeah,
your curiosity piqued, and stay tuned for more deep dives into the fascinating world of material science and manufacturing.
We'll be back.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
For another fascinating exploration.
Yeah.
Of the forces shaping our world.
Bye.